Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Jerry Berkson.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. And we had a wonderful conversation with the owner of Ready Care Physical and Occupational Therapy, which we just finished up. And now we're very fortunate to have with us Fran Green, who is a flirting, dating, and relationship coach. And I believe Fran is in Florida. Christina, Fran, are you in Florida?
I am in Florida.
You are in Florida. So good morning, and thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Is this Jerry?
Jerry is right here, too. Jerry is the co-host. That's me.
I know, Jerry, but I just wanted to make sure I was paying attention to you, Jerry.
You wanted to make... I probably should be wearing hearing aids, but I'm not. So if you can, you... We're going to... Here we go. Thank you so much. I'm talking to our engineer.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I said hello to you too, Jerry. That's all.
Yes, ma'am. I certainly hear you. Loud and clear. Thank you.
Fran, where are we going with some dating and flirting and relationship tips?
Well, first of all, one of the things that's so important is that as we get older, we maintain social connections. And unfortunately, our lives change, whether we lose a partner to illness or death, or our friends move away, or we move away from our children. Or we've always been alone, and the network just starts shrinking. So you have to do whatever you can to make sure that you stay in contact with people. And sometimes it doesn't happen easily. You have to be the one to draw people to you. And that's where flirting comes in. You know, it doesn't matter if you're 40, if you're 60, if you're 80, or you're 90. It's about making people feel comfortable around you. And you have to make the first move. So, for example, even if you are going out to lunch by yourself and there's somebody sitting near you, just start talking to them. You never know where a conversation is going to get you. I've made some incredible friends in my own life just that way, whether I'm standing online, I'm in a restaurant, I'm in a doctor's office, I'm at motor vehicle. It also just makes things so much more interesting because, you know, you're waiting online at ShopRite, and the person in front of you has 48 coupons, and then they can't find their credit card. You know those people?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You know those. And you're always standing behind them, right? Well, instead of seething, just start talking to the person behind you. And one of the best ways to do it is look and see what's in their shopping cart and say, whatever it is about that, you might learn a new recipe. You might learn something that is simple and easy to eat that you love. And you know, they've done lots of research on loneliness and aging. And one of the things that they found is that smoking cigarettes, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, is as detrimental as isolation and loneliness. So social connections adds to your well-being and your health. And sometimes we just think it's about medications or it's about going to the doctor, but it's about having a purpose, having hope. And there's a lot of sadness as you get older, but it doesn't have to be that way. It could be about making new connections. I recently met someone who is in her late 70s, and her boyfriend is also in his late 70s or early 80s. She met him online, and they just moved in together.
Really?
They are, yes. I said to the woman, this guy is not looking for someone 20 years younger than him. This guy is happy and content with somebody who is his contemporary. And I also said to her, how do you get the motivation to do this? Because one of the things I do in my private practice as a flirting, dating, and relationship coach is work with people who are widowed, divorced, separated, or never married, and finding love again or companionship or someone to date. And the older we get, the smaller the pool. So I said to her, Jackie, how did you stay motivated? And she said, and it was so simple, I enjoy the process. I know I don't want to be alone. I've been married, divorced, and also widowed. And I know I'm happier when I'm with someone. I don't need to get married. I don't necessarily need to live with somebody. But I want someone to share my passions with, whether it's travel or dancing or just enjoying each other. And she was on multiple sites. She kissed a lot of frogs. And she met this guy, and they clicked. And then there are other people, both men and women, who have one date. It's a disaster. And they say, online dating is not for me. I am not going to do it. I can't meet anyone. And I say to that person, how many people did you meet? They said, one. I said, what do you want? I want to be with someone. Anything that's important in your life is going to take work. And sometimes you need a buddy. You need someone else who's in a similar situation who says, you know what? Let's do this online dating together. Let's go to an event. People go to singles events or they go to an event and they come home and they say, oh my God, everybody was so old. There were so many women. Oh my God. And what I say to them is, it's about reframing your attitude. And even if you think everybody is quote unquote so old, all you need is one new friend or one date out of everybody. And sometimes it's meeting a friend of the same sex or the opposite sex to do something with you that you enjoy doing, whether it's going bowling or going to the movies. I know people who have, for example, memberships to Cinema Arts in Huntington, and they have no one to go with, but they have two tickets for every event because they're a sponsor. And it's important to have friends that you can talk with on the phone, someone you can go out to dinner with, someone you can perhaps go on a vacation with or go to the theater with or just take a walk with. I have friends in all different areas of my life because not one person can satisfy every need that I have. And it just makes life so much more interesting.
I like your expression earlier, sharing your passions with other people.
You want me to talk more about that? Is that you? What does that mean? What did that mean to you, John?
Oh, that's Jerry.
Jerry.
Jerry, John. Jerry. That's okay. By the way, what did that mean to you?
Well, a passion is something that you feel very strongly, an activity, for example, that you feel very strongly about and that you enjoy doing, a hobby, yeah. Whether it's going to the theater or tying flies if you're a fly fisher. All kinds of activities can be passionate to a person. But it's nice to have the social outlet to share whatever you enjoy so much with somebody else. That's my point.
And yes, and you know something, and even if you have no hobbies at all, it doesn't mean that you can't make a new friend, because you and this new person can do something that you've never done before. You know, even if it's going to, in the summer, let's say Friday nights, in the square in your town, they have music, and all you have to do is bring a lawn chair with you. And you just would not want to do that by yourself. Having somebody else, whether it's the same sex or the opposite sex, And no matter what your sexual orientation is either, it's about just being with somebody to do something with. It makes it so much easier. And when you have something to look forward to, if you have nothing to do the whole day, you know what you do? You do nothing except make a mess in your house, eat out of the refrigerator all day long, get tired, take a nap. But if you know that you have a plan at 6 o'clock, or if you have a plan at 2 o'clock, it motivates you to do things during the day. Another thing that I have a client who's terrified to retire, and she's able to retire. She has a wonderful pension. She's alone, and she doesn't know how she would fill her time. And one of the things that we've talked about is volunteering, even if it's something that's out of your comfort zone, or even getting a part-time job in the supermarket, you know, for 6 hours a week. Anything to give you a purpose. And when it comes to dating and finding love, it certainly is possible. And for many people, they think, how can I even consider it? I had a 40-year marriage, or I had a 20-year relationship, or I met someone, and suddenly 5 years later, it didn't work out. How can I open up my heart again? Because getting hurt is something that I never want to happen to me. And what I would tell someone, you never know how to prevent hurt or sadness happen to you. But if you live in a bubble and you don't get yourself out there, and you're always worried about, you know, the other shoe dropping?
Yeah,
no, that's
shoe
not
dropping.
The expression. Is it? Okay.
You know what? We're going to let the other shoe drop right now because we're going to take a break. You're listening to 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.